It's time to get inside the Giants huddle.
Huddle up, huddle up, huddle up.
On Giants.com.
Here we go.
And the Giants mobile app.
Get them in there, let's go.
Part of the Giants podcast network.
Welcome to the newest edition of the Giants Huddle podcast. My name is John Schmelk. Today, a conversation with two Giant running backs fighting for spots on the depth chart behind Saquon Barkley and Matt Breida to a certain extent, Jayshon Corbin, a rookie out of Florida State, and Antonio Williams, who was the first player that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll brought in this offseason when they got here, a first-year player who was with the Buffalo Bills and now with the New York Football Giants. So we're going to talk to both these guys about the upcoming preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday night. We're going to talk about what they've done in their career so far, the offense, their role, how they run. It'll be a lot of good information. And you'll learn a little bit about these two running backs who both had really good showings in their first preseason game against the New England Patriots last Thursday. And again, could be fighting for spots on the roster, on the depth chart, on the practice squad as they compete in that very crowded running back room with Saquon Barkley, Matt Breida, Gary Brightwell, who's banged up a little bit this week. And of course, and like I mentioned, you have Jayshon Corbin and Antonio Williams. Just as a reminder, everybody, Giants training camp in 2022 is presented by Ford, the official SUV of the New York Giants. We're going to lead off with the Rook out of Florida State. Here's my conversation with Jayshon Corbin.
And now we're joined by Giants rookie running back Jayshon Corbin. Jayshon, how are you, man? Nice to meet you.
I'm doing good. Nice to meet you.
So what has the NFL rookie experience been like for you, man, if you can sum it up?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Just, you know, go from obviously your college season, you know, get ready for the combines, pro days, and you come right into rookie minicamp and OTA. It's just kind of been just back-to-back-to-back, but it's been a great experience. It's everything that I've ever, you know, dreamed of, so it's been great.
I know some guys like to carry a chip on their shoulder if they go undrafted. Some guys don't care. They just move on. Did you, like, get really annoyed by it and now you want to prove people wrong? Like, how do you just, like, kind of deal with that in your head and emotionally?
Yeah, it definitely was a big chip on my shoulder just because I feel like, you know, maybe my name should have gotten called, but maybe it was God's plan for me not to. And just carry that chip on my shoulder every day and then, you know, I just take it day by day.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've talked to a bunch of guys and that have gone in the seventh round, right, or late, and they're like, you know what? I wish I could have picked where I wanted to go. Like, so now that you've been here for a while, are you like, well, you know what? I think I wound up where I needed to be.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of like a blessing in disguise because ending up here, you know, with New York Giants is like, I couldn't have dreamed of anything better. You know, getting to play with Saquon, Matt Breida, you know, all the guys are in the room. It's like, it's crazy. Honestly, it's like I said, it's a blessing in disguise, honestly.
So what is the running back room like? Saquon, like, ruling the roost there? I know Matt's more of a veteran than he is. So what's the relationship between you guys in that room, and how do you guys work together to try to improve as a group?
The relationship is amazing. Like, coming in, I was kind of nervous. I didn't really know, like, you know, how's Saquon going to be? How the older guys are going to accept me? But, like, when I walked in, you'd have thought I was, you know, with the group for, you know, years already. So it's been great just working alongside those guys. Everybody's trying to help each other. You know, we're competing against each other. So I think it's great. It's all love.
Have you had to sing yet?
Not yet. I don't want to jinx that, though, but no, not yet.
I think it might. I don't know if it's coming or not, but I would assume it will at some point. Do you have a plan if they ask you?
Yeah, I'll probably sing Michael Jackson, Rock With You. That's like one of my favorite songs. But hopefully I don't get called. But with my luck, I think I'll probably go up there and get called.
Hey, look, you can't go with Michael Jackson. Did you watch the first episode of Hard Knocks with the Lions at all?
I watched one episode.
Yeah, so Aiden Hutchinson did Billie Jean, Michael Jackson, and the whole room took off. So just try to copy that, you'll be fine.
Especially like if you have a song that kind of everybody knows, they can get you know, they can sing along with you. That's kind of like one of the crowd favorites.
Absolutely. All right, so now you're in the room, you're working with the coaches and then the other running backs. What's been your big focus since you've gotten here on things you're trying to work on and improve on?
Yeah, just to prove myself right and prove myself to these coaches and, you know, to a lot of the guys here, well, to all the guys here, just showing, you know, I can play ball, whether it be special teams, running back, whatever I need to do, you know, to help this team and, you know, to make a splash on this team. That's what I'm here to do.
What's the playbook been like and how does it compare to what you kind of did in college?
Yeah, the playbook was, at first it was like, wow, this is tough. But, you know, just extra studying, you know, a lot of guys have been helping me, you know, with the playbook. So over time, I kind of started learning, you know, knowing what to, you know, listen to, what to hear. Not kind of, I want to say down pack, but I'm pretty confident in myself when I go out there.
Don't feel bad. I've had 8-year vets tell me, dude, this playbook's a little bit rough, so don't worry about it. So as you've gotten more comfortable, have you felt that you've been able to unleash your running style a little bit more as you've kind of been able to react more than think out there on the field?
Yeah, definitely the comfort level, you know, the more reps that you get, you're more comfortable and you're able to be yourself. You can make a lot of cuts, a lot of reads that you want. You're not so uptight, just not trying to mess up. So I think just over time, you know, getting more and more reps, I was able to just be comfortable and just show everybody what I can do.
Giant fans got a taste of what you can do in the first preseason game. How would you describe your running style and how you like to try to go about your business once you have the ball in your hands?
I would say just a versatile, explosive guy. You know, I can run the ball, catch the ball, return kicks, anything that, you know, a coach asks for me, I can do. You know, pass protect, an explosive one cut, and I see the hole, I hit it. That kind of describes my playing style, kind of an all-around back who can do it all.
You know, it's funny you use the word explosive, because when we were talking about how you looked on the field on Thursday, that's what we use too, because it's speed and it's quickness, but it's also power, right? So you can run through arm tackles, and it seems like you kind of combine those facets to kind of make you elusive, but you can run through contact too, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's kind of, I guess God-given. You know, I've always had that ever since I was, you know, younger. Obviously, getting stronger. That kind of just enhanced my game. So I kind of try to work at everything, because I feel like when you can master all things, it's hard to stop.
All right, you mentioned two other things that running backs have to be good at, right? You talked about working in the pass game. You talk about catching passes, also pass protection, right? If they can't trust you to protect the quarterback, you're not going to play, right? So how has that aspect come? I think you caught 5 passes right in the first preseason game. How's the pass pro part of that coming along?
It's been coming along great. You know, our defense, especially at practice, it seems like it's a blitz coming from everywhere. It's like it's people coming from the sidelines. Just getting that look every day and then competing with guys, you know, like I said, the more reps that you get, kind of the more comfortable that you are. You kind of know what to look for. There are certain tendencies that kind of help you out. Obviously, just watching film on Cincinnati, New England, whoever it is that the opponent is, kind of just watching film, studying who you're going to go against. That kind of gives you an idea of, you know, what you're going to see when you play.
And how about special teams? You talk about being a returner. Coverage stuff too, right? That's how you get on the 53. If you can contribute on all 4 teams, and right. you can work. Where have you been working on specials besides in the returns game?
Pretty much everywhere. Wherever, you know, Coach T-Mac wants me to do, I'm willing to do it. It doesn't matter if he tells me to go out there try to kick a field goal. I'm trying to do whatever, you know, I can to help this team. So just kind of, you know, studying. Maybe if you're not getting the rep, just be on the sidelines, you know, just watching, you know, where I could be at. Just getting mental reps, and then when I go out there, you know, showcase the best of my ability.
Did you do a lot of special teams at Florida State or no?
I wouldn't say in the game, but obviously, like, in practice, Coach Norvell, he did a good job of, you know, whether you're a starter, you know, or whether you're fighting for a spot, you know, everybody was at least going to get a mental rep at special teams. So it's kind of been a smooth transition for me.
All right, so let's look ahead now. Preseason game number 2 coming up later this week on Sunday. What are your goals? What are you trying to improve on after you looked at the tape from Thursday and you're like, all right, well, I need to take A, B, and C and try to get better at those things?
I would just say just obviously getting more comfortable with the speed of going against, you know, just NFL competition, and then just trying to improve, you know, from last game. You know, you never want to take steps back. You always want to improve. So I guess just kind of just improve my game and catching the ball, returning, pass pro, just everything that I did last game, just try to be better, you know, coming up. So that's kind of what I've been trying to improve.
Anything surprise you in your first NFL game? You're like, whoo, I didn't expect that.
I would say probably the speed, of, you know, your eyes getting adjusted to, you know, how fast things are moving. And then obviously just first game, just the butterflies. I always have butterflies every game, but this one felt a little different. But just like every other time, once I get tackled, you make contact with somebody, it goes away. And it's just football after that.
You talk about learning the pass pro because of the way Wink runs his defense in practice, right? So let me ask you this way. Does it help you because you have to sink or swim, or in some ways are they throwing so much at you that sometimes maybe you're drowning a little bit because you're trying to like drink out of a fire hose, right? It's just so much coming at you and it's tough. So how does that impact you trying to learn that stuff when you're going up against such an aggressive defense?
Oh no, it definitely helps, because you know, you never know, you know, what a defense is going to bring to you every week. So seeing, you know, what Wink does is like you pretty much have seen everything for the most part. So I think it definitely helped, especially me. I speak for myself. It definitely helped me in a big way.
I want to ask you about a couple of the young guys in the room. Give me something on Gary, on Antonio, and on Sandro. How you've been working together, and what you like about them as running backs?
Yeah, they're all like me. They can do everything that you want. You know, catch the ball, run the ball. You know, they play special teams, pass protect. They pretty much do everything. That's the great thing. And then the best part is, you know, we all get along. We're all like, trying to help each other. We're all competing with each other. And at the end of the day, we're all brothers. So it's like it's a love thing. So I'm just thankful to get placed into this running back room with such a great guy. So it's amazing.
What were your expectations when you first met Brian Daboll, and how was that matched the reality?
I said my first expectation. I was nervous. I was just like, kind of stay out of his way. Don't want to, just typical rookie things. But Coach Daboll is an amazing coach. He really takes care of his players. Obviously, when it's time to work, we're going to work. But he really looks out for us, and you could tell that he actually cares for us as human beings. So I love Coach Daboll, and I'm just thankful to be here.
Finally, last question. You talked about the playbook, how it's complicated. Well, let's talk about how that is going to impact defenses that play you guys, right? Do you think defenses' heads are going to be spinning with all the pre-snap movement and all the different things that you guys are going
to
do?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely keeps the defense honest, because you never know what we'll be able to do. Just, the type of guys that we have in our room, receiver room, tight end room, everybody can pretty versatile. So, you have minds like Dave's, it's hard to prepare for. So I think it'll be a special to watch.
Let me just follow up on that in terms of the running game specifically. Like, you guys ran a lot of power stuff. You had a lot of pulling guards and stuff in the game on Thursday. Where are you guys, you think, in terms of comfort level? Are you guys feeling better about your gap and power stuff? Are you feeling better about the zone stuff right now? Where are you guys in the offensive line as a unit really most comfortable running your best stuff?
Honestly, I would say we're comfortable running anything. Like I said, we have a great offensive line, great coaches, great running backs. So I feel like we're comfortable, pretty much anything that coach calls.
Good stuff. Jay Sean, nice meeting you, man. Appreciate it. Best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you for having me. It was a blessing just to be here, and I'm just thankful. Thank you.
Giant fans, as a reminder, Giant season tickets are on sale now for the 2022 season. In addition to ticket savings, membership benefits include access to exclusive events, experiences, pre-sales, more. You can lock in your seat starting at just $100. Call 888-NYG-1925 or visit giants.com/tickets. For more information.
All right, and now we're joined by Giants running back Antonio Williams. Antonio, nice to meet you, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Had a good practice today and excited to be out here with the team every day. So,
how do you think training camp's been going for you so far?
Yeah, it's been going pretty well. Definitely been trying to just, do my job the best that I possibly can. Make sure I'm there on special teams, make sure I'm evident in the running back room as well, and just trying to help be a good leader in that room. Being a guy that knew Dave's and Joe from the Bills, I'm just trying to help the transition be easier for guys within the room and on the team.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about all that, but you mentioned the special teams. Let's start there. When you're a second stringer, third stringer, you got to be a factor on special teams, right? In that first preseason game, you were involved in a couple of tackles. Were you smiling wide, walking out of that game, showing that, yeah, look, this is what I can do on specials?
Yeah, absolutely. It felt good to go out there and make plays on special teams the same way. And, I look at special teams the same way I look at offense. If I can be productive on offense, it's a good day. If I can be productive on special teams, it's a good day. And luckily, in that game, I was productive on both. But going back to that special teams, it feels good to run down on kickoff and try to take somebody's head off every now and then. So I definitely had a smile on my face coming off the field.
Like to be on the delivering end of hits rather than the receiving, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, how about the running part of the game? You broke some tackles, you ran the ball hard. I know you had a bit of a cameo in the one big game you had for the Bills last year, right? You had the two touchdowns in the game. How much did that game and your performance in that game last year for the Bills give you confidence that, if I get the opportunity, I can really do this?
Having a good game in the NFL is what I've learned over my three seasons in it, is that confidence is key in this league, and believing in yourself, going out there and scoring a touchdown, going out there and breaking some tackles, it changes a player. And realistically, for me, it did carry over. It's carried over ever since that game. It's carried over in my confidence and how I feel about myself on the field. Being a guy that's undrafted, you don't have as many opportunities as the guys that go in those early rounds. So getting that confidence is key for a guy like me. So, that game with the Bills, that I had those two touchdowns, and then this past one with the Giants and everything, that's they're just rolling off of each other, and I'm hoping to keep that going and continue to produce for this team and help this team in any way that I can.
All right, so let's talk about the preseason game then. You head in. What were your goals heading into that game, and were you able to achieve them?
Yeah, the main goal for me was just to show the coaches and show the staff that I can produce whenever I'm given a chance, no matter when that would be, late game, early game, special teams, non-special teams, whatever my opportunity was to be on the field. I wanted to make it known that I was on the field in that moment, and I think I did a solid job at doing that, and I hope to go and do it again this weekend.
Giant fans got a taste of it. How would you describe your running style to Giant fans?
Physical guy. I like to get downhill. I hope to break a few runs, show a few people my speed and stuff, show that I can outrun some guys too. But yeah, I'm a physical back, and you know, I love grinding it in, trying to get those short yardage, because I'm a guy that thinks, you know, you might hit me one time, but you got to do it again, and you got to do it again, and I'm gonna come right back for you. So
now, you could tell me I'm way off base here, but you know, I've been with the Giants since 2007, right? So I've watched a million practices. I have trouble judging running backs off of these practices, right? Because the whole biggest part of running back's game, guys are trying to tackle you, and you're trying to stop them from tackling you. You know what you can't do in practice? You can't tackle. So is for you, do you have to really get in a game situation, you know, aside from knowing your assignments, right, to show your ability, your physical talent as a running back? Do you have to show that in games? Is it hard to show them everything you got in practice?
Yeah, I think you can show flashes of it in practice for sure. You know, you can always tell when a guy runs through a hole and he makes contact with a backer what could be in that situation. You know, obviously we're not going to the ground most of the time, but, you know, usually you can kind of get a sense. So kind of just showing flashes of that here and there. And then in games, that's when you let it loose and you know, you could talk to Coach Smith about it. On game days, I'm a super positive person all the time. You could talk to anybody, but on game days, I'm a different guy. And yeah, I'm a very angry guy on game days, intentionally. But I think that helps me unlock that physicality that I run with. Helps me feel like, you know, I'm the baddest man on the field. And if you're coming at me, you're gonna have to bring everything you got plus your boys on the side to try to take me down. That's how I think.
Now, you've talked about running the ball. You've talked about special teams. The other thing as a running back you got to do is contribute in the pass game, right? You got to be able to catch the ball. More importantly, you got to pass protect. Where do you think you are in terms of that, and how do you show off in that area in that first preseason game?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Pass protection is huge, and understanding the where your assignments are, where they're coming from, the different looks defenses have, how safeties can roll, all that type of stuff. Just kind of IDing those things, that's important. But I think I did well in the pass pro game. I wish I would have did a little bit more with the catch that I did have in the game. It's coming off of a kick return and a few big runs. But yeah, now hopefully I get to show that a bit more this game. I didn't really have any blitzes during the game, really, and I had, you know, that one catch. So hopefully I can do that a bit more this week.
Were you leaving the game like, wait, other teams don't blitz 60% of the snaps like our defense doesn't practice?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, it was so funny, because you get so used to trying to distinguish the blitzes coming from our complex defense. And then, you know, the preseason's so, I guess you could call it vanilla. And the guys are just, if they show it, they're coming from there. Usually you got to kind of look around what we're doing right now. But yeah, it was pretty vanilla. So hopefully Cincinnati kind of does the same thing, looking good on film and everything. But can go do that.
You know, I was talking to Jay Sean about this too. How much does going up against that defense and everything they throw at you really help you prepare for what you're going to see in a regular season game?
Yeah, no, that's huge. Our defense, I don't know of a lot of other teams that are doing what we're doing right now on defense as far as that. And luckily, like, you know, I've been in the league, so I've seen a good bit of defenses, and that's a tough one for sure. So going against that every day, I think that'll benefit our team in the long run. You know, like I said, if we can get that one down, if we can take care of that, I think we'll be pretty stout this season.
You talked about your physical style, liking to deliver hits on special teams. Does that help you with pass pro? Because I know a lot of that is willingness, right? Willing, you know, you got a guy that probably outweighs you by 30 pounds, 40 pounds sometimes, and you just kind of have to anchor on the edge, right?
For sure, for sure. You got to stick your face in there and be willing to take a hit and deliver it at the same time. A lot of guys in this league, you got some really good guys that are good with their hands, so trying to make that contact before they're able to make their moves, that's important. Also, you got the bull rushers, and those are the ones I enjoy, because I'm like, come on, let's do it, you know, come on. Come on straight downhill. But that's a key thing in pass blocking, being able to stick your face in there and be physical with them.
All right, you mentioned how, you know, you're familiar with what Brian Daboll wants to do, because you're obviously with him in Buffalo last year. How similar in the end is the offense you guys are running now to compare it to what you guys did in Buffalo? Because, you know, Mike Caffa's kind of added a little bit of juice in there too, doing some different things.
Yeah, and it's a mix. They've done a great job at kind of integrating everything together between what Kafka wants and what Dave's wants. And, you know, some terminology's the same, some's different. But at the same time, you know, it's a mix. We've got two really great offensive minds at the top calling our plays, and as an offensive player, I don't think you could ask for much more than those two guys calling it for you right now.
Do you get a sense of the type of mismatches and different issues you can give defenses based on the type of things you guys are doing offensively?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And luckily I learned that in Buffalo with the stuff that we did, and now with what Kafka's added to it and the ideas he has, then you're seeing what they did in KC, and now you're like, goodness gracious, you know, if we get this thing clicking, nobody's going to be able to match up in realistically, because we're going to try to, what they do is they'll find those matchups on the field that just don't add up, and we take advantage of it. That's the game of football. You find the weakness and you attack it, and you attack it, and you attack it until they fix it. Usually when they fix it, there's another one that pops up on the other side, so that's what they're really good at.
We talked to Colin Johnson and a bunch of the receivers about pre-snap motion last week, how it impacts the receiver position. How does that jet sweep motion help you, right? Because you have that flash in front of you, maybe linebacker's eyes moves, maybe their feet even move, right? But then you're getting the handoff. Can you talk to me about how some of that pre-snap motion can help open up things in the running game for your group?
Yeah. Football is nothing but a game of angles, realistically. And if we can get those linebackers to take a step to the right when we're trying to go left, you know, that'll let those linemen work up and secure that edge a little bit better for us to see. So, you know, football is nothing but angles. If we can change those, the trajectory of where they're moving and everything, you know, it's good for us. So the motions, I love them. You know, we motion here and there out of the backfield, go to empty sometimes, come back, all that stuff. But at the same time, those receiver motions are key. You know, it tells us if there's a blitz coming from certain sides, you know, safety's rotation, linebacker bump, man-to-man coverage, zone, whatever it is, you know, those motions are key.
How much has your knowledge of this offense, what Brian Daboll wants, helped you kind of hit the ground with your feet going when you got here in the spring?
It was very nice to not have to, you know, learn a completely new offense, but at the same time, like I said, Calf added his stuff, but yeah, it was good. I think I was able to hit the ground running. I think I didn't really miss a step from when I came from Buffalo, so I was able to step in and contribute the way that I have so far.
You know, even talking to the vets, I was talking to Sterling Shepard back in, boy, what was it, June, and he goes, man, this playbook, it's thick, man. Like, this ain't easy stuff. So did you find yourself like almost like being like half an assistant coach in the running back room, trying to tell these guys like the little nuances of all these plays?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to, because the plays are very complex. This is a complex playbook, and for me, learning it, my rookie year was COVID year, so we had
Zoom, right?
I had learned all this stuff over Zoom, man. So what I did was, I was at my dad's house back in North Carolina, and I had the playbook, and I said, hey, I'm gonna be in the room for a few days, probably I gotta learn this playbook. And it was about 3 days that I just stayed in the room. And I just made flashcards, went over plays until I memorized it to a point where if I hear a word that is one of our play calls, I just think of that play immediately, you know. So, you know, you really have to diverge yourself into the playbook and kind of get an understanding of, you know, why the play is what it is, what it, you know, where people are, you know, why you're running this route.
It's concepts, right?
Very, very much concept-based, because if you can understand the concept, you'll do your job better.
All right, so I guess I'm going to follow up then, and I think you kind of half answered it already. So the language is a little bit different, right? There's a lot of words, and it's wordy. But the concepts, how much of these concepts are almost optional based on what the defense shows you? Is that what makes the playbook complicated, that you guys have options? What is it that kind of makes it so hard to kind of get this to click?
Yeah, the playbook is basically, you know, each play has different plays within the play, basically, and that's how you have to be, because you don't know if they're coming out in zone or man right now. So basically everything has those adjustments, those options, those hot routes, those whatever we need in that moment within those plays, and then you got 500 of them. So you know, that's what makes it complicated, man.
All right, I want to focus in on the run game before we say goodbye. Right now, from what I watched in the first game, watching back the game, you guys are running a really big mix. There's some power, there's some zone, there's a lot of different run concepts. And I know it takes some time sometimes for the running backs and the offensive line to kind of feel each other out. Is there an area where you think you're a little bit more comfortable now with the zone or power, or do you think the whole thing is coming together?
Yeah, realistically, I think we're pretty good at everything right now. And I think we're still figuring out what we're best at. I think this past game definitely showed that we can hit outside zones. We can hit, you know, inside zones, you know, duos, powers, whatever we want to hit. But right now it's like, what do we want to be as a team? You know, what do we want to be in the running game? And I think that's key, and I think we're going to continue to look into that and see what we're best at. But at the same time, if we're good at everything, then that's even more dangerous, you know, as an offense. Just, you know, we want to run outside zone, we're going to do it. If we want to run inside zone, we're going to do it. You line up over there, you got to stop us from doing it. That's our mindset. And if we can keep that going, I mean, who's going to stop it, you know?
Final question. What are your goals for the preseason game coming up on Sunday?
Just go and beat Cincy, man. Go and beat Cincy and enjoy it. This will be my first time playing in this stadium.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be exciting. I'm excited to see all the fans and can't wait just to get out there on the field.
Good stuff, Antonio. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Don't miss out on your chance to experience a premier hospitality experience watching Giant games and world-class concerts in 2022 as a Giant Suite partner. Limited full-season locations are available, or you can place a deposit for individual games. Call 888-NYG-1925, or you can go visit giants.com/suites for more information. So the Giants, again, second preseason game, taking on the Bengals on Sunday night. Another week of competition where a lot of the younger players on this roster, like Jayshon Corbin, like Antonio Williams, will have a chance to show this coaching staff what they can do. And we did hear from Brian Daboll earlier in this week that the guys that perform well and play well, whether it's in practice or games, will get more playing time and they will get more opportunity. So with only one more preseason game left after Sunday night, it'll be the next to last opportunity for these guys to really prove that they deserve playing time. They deserve more of a run in the third preseason game, maybe more reps with the first or second team in practice. That will give them a chance to earn a roster spot as they try to cut down to the 53-man roster on August 30th. The deadline on that Tuesday is 4 p.m., and then you will have waivers the following day. They have to be submitted by noon on Wednesday, and then they get announced at 1 o'clock on Wednesday as they try to figure that out and what the Giants' final 53 is going to look like. But again, it'll be a lot of competition at a lot of different positions. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are trying to figure out what they want this roster to look like, what's important to them. The Giants also navigating injuries at different positions as well. So we'll see what guys can step up in the game on Sunday and show this coaching staff and front office that, yeah, we belong. We need to be on this final 53 as the Giants try to narrow down some of their decision-making as the preseason rolls on. The Giants' final preseason game is on Sunday, August 28th against the Jets. That is a 1 o'clock start, but again, Sunday's game is at 7 o'clock. You can tune into WFAN, 6 p.m. Giants pregame show, Bud Light Giants game day, and then after the game, you'll have Pepsi Giants extra point. Lance Menno, myself, Jeff Eagles, Paul Dottino will have all the analysis. On the game will be Chris Carino and Howard Cross. Dottino on the sideline. I'll be in the locker room after the game doing my interviews because we're back post-COVID and we're in person again, which is fantastic. So make sure you check out all that coverage. And, of course, Big Blue Kickoff Live will be coming your way at 2 o'clock on Friday. And then for the next 2 weeks after that, it'll be a 3 o'clock start for the show. And then hopefully we'll have our final regular season schedule, and that'll carry us through the entire regular season. My name is John Schmelk. Thank you to Jayshon Corbin. Thank you to Antonio Williams. Two really nice kids, too, by the way. And, you know, one thing I've noticed, the guys that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane have really brought in, they're just really good guys, nice guys. As Antonio Williams mentioned, not so nice on game day. He becomes a little bit of a different type of fella, which is what you like to see. He's more of a power back. So, again, just the type of guys they've brought into this locker room have really been a pleasure to talk to so far this offseason. Thanks for being with us on the Giants Huddle podcast. And we're going to have a lot of good Giant huddles coming your way before the season. We'll have Mike Sando coming up next week, national reporter for The Athletic. We'll talk a little bit about the Giants, the Hall of Fame stuff in there too. We're going to have another Her Playbook coming up next week. We're going to have our first draft season podcast coming your way the following week leading up to the college football season, which opens in earnest on September 1st. That'll post, I think, the morning of September 1st. Tony Pauline, Eric Crocker, and I are working on a guest for that episode, hoping to get Bruce Feldman, who is that Freaks List for The Athletic. So all that coming your way. We'll have a Beat Writers Roundtable before the season starts, trying to get a couple other fun guests as well as we get ready for the Giants season in 2022. It's just about 3 weeks away, folks. A lot of fun. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time on the Giants Huddle.